Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Green blessings. This is Susan Weed, voice of the Wise Woman tradition and author of the Wise Woman Herbal Series, including Abundantly Well, Seven Medicines the Wise Woman Way. Thanks for tuning in to HealthyLife.net for another hour of green blessings from my green heart to yours. You know, I subscribe and read over 100 periodicals and sites from the strictly scientific all the way out to the edgy fringes looking for the best, most reliable, most inclusive, and most up-to-date health information for you so you can maintain and regain optimum, joyous, abundant health. And join me right here at HealthyLife.net each and every month for wise advice on herbs and health with a special emphasis on women. Together, we will reweave the healing cloak of the ancients and reclaim herbal medicine as people's medicine. This year, 2024, we're exploring a dozen herbs that affect sleep and dreams. Hypnotics, soporifics, sedatives, calmatives, and anxiolytics and mind-altering plants await us beckoning, promising repose and peace to the 70 million Americans dealing with sleep problems and the untold millions interested in their dreams. So get comfortable. Settle down. Close your eyes. And let's look at what's in the news. You may have heard that I am that kind of oddball teacher who says to her students, please don't take notes. What? How could you not let them take notes? And more to the point, how could you not let them take notes on their computers or iPads or phones? Well, it turns out that writing in cursive promotes learning much better than typing on a keyboard. When electroencephalograms with brain sensors looked at the brain activity of students when they were writing by hand and when they were using a computer keyboard, we saw brain connectivity patterns during the writing that were far more elaborate. They were more complex in the parts of the brain that form memory and encode new information. We believe that the visual and movement information obtained through the precisely controlled hand movements using a pen to write cursively contribute extensively to the brain's connectivity pattern that we call learning. Speaking about learning, what do we learn? We learn to have the symptoms of what we expect. Researchers gave 83 adults with non-celiac gluten sensitivity two slices of bread at breakfast and at lunch. They divided those people randomly into those who expected and got bread with gluten, those who expected and got bread without gluten, those who expected bread with gluten but got bread without it, and those who expected bread without gluten but got bread with gluten. The scores on GI symptoms were the highest for those who expected and got bread with gluten. There was no difference between scores for those who expected but didn't get gluten and those who expected and got gluten. Our study says pretty obviously you're going to get the symptoms that you expect. It's almost heresy to say that, isn't it? Okay, I like liked this one a lot. Pooping is good for your brain. An analysis of studies involving about 100,000 adults found that constipated participants, defined as those who had a bowel movement once every 3 or more days, exhibited worse cognition than those who had a bowel movement every day. The constipated had a 73% increased risk of cognitive decline, but those who pooped more than once a day had a 37% increased risk as well. So, what do we think about all of that? We're focusing on sleep, and as we age, your sleep architecture suffers, says the National Sleep Foundation. That means you wake up more at night, and you are less likely to get the deep sleep that you really need. This is why so many seniors and geriatric patients, as we are called, wind up being given drugs that really affect them mentally in an effort to try to get a good night's sleep. Shorter sleep duration and poorer quality of sleep are associated with increased stiffness in the arteries and increased cholesterol. So it is important to sleep, but it's just as important not to take the drugs that modern medicine has. When we're younger, we can usually tolerate those drugs more, but when we're older, those drugs tend to play havoc with our cognition and wind us up in places that we don't want to be. So let's look at ashwagandha, a plant whose very name means promotes sleep.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Spirit of the plant says, come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman. The spirit of the plant says, come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.
Withania somnifera, somnolence, sleep. Known commonly as ashwagandha, witcher cherry, or Indian ginseng, this evergreen shrub in the nightshade family grows in India, the Middle East, and parts of Africa. This particular species is the one of commerce, but there are other species in the genus that actually work about the same. And it turns out there is some local variation depending on where it is grown. The powder of the root has been used for centuries in Unani, Siddha, and Ayurvedic traditions. Somnifera, as I said, means sleep-inducing. A ashwagandha comes from ashva, which means horse, and gandha, which means smell. Well, it's true. Ashwagandha has a smell. Does it smell like a wet horse or horsey odor? Oh, I don't know. Some people say that's not what it means. It means that it makes you like a horse. Somnifera prefers dry, stony soil with sun. It is intolerant of damp, cold, and shade. It's usually propagated from seeds grown out over the year and then harvested after it's been growing for 6 or more months. I was amazed to find that ashwagandha is considered the king of all the Ayurvedic herbs. A 6,000-year-old medical text says, ashwagandha supports natural immunity by enhancing physical and mental strength, promoting overall health and longevity. It is bitter, astringent, and warming. It coordinates the heart, mind, and body. This is a very short explanation of what an adaptogen is. And that is the primary name that we give to ashwagandha. It is an adaptogen, an herb that can be safely used by anyone of any age. Ashwagandha is wonderful, as wonderful for children as it is for older people. As a matter of fact, who is this? Michael Tierra, Dr. Michael Tierra says ashwagandha should be considered the premier herb for all negative conditions associated with aging. Okay. And it is frequently in India given to children who aren't thriving because it makes them gain weight and makes their hemoglobin rich. In addition to being an adaptogen, which protects us against stress, ashwagandha is considered a rejuvenator. Perhaps that's because it's so loaded with antioxidants and it's anti-inflammatory. It's soporific. It puts you to sleep. It's also an analgesic. It gets rid of your pain. An anxiolytic, calms you down so you're not so anxious. It does indeed sedate some people. It is warming and bitter. It's immune modulating, anti-tumor, neuroprotective, aphrodisiac, antimicrobial, antispasmodic, and even anti-tussive. Wow! It is the root after it's grown out over a year. It's not exactly a year old because the seeds are planted in the spring and the root is harvested in the fall. And it is a plant in the tomato family, which is a big and interesting family, including plants not just edible, like tomatoes and potatoes and peppers and eggplants, but plants like tobacco and belladonna, the nightshade family. And it is the root of this nightshade that we are using. The leaves have the same properties, so in some traditions, leaves and roots are mixed together. On the market, what is found is ashwagandha root. You usually take it in a capsule because it really doesn't taste good or smell very good either, but you can use a tincture. And I was reading somebody who says, oh, she just mixes the ashwagandha powder in with dates with chocolate powder, and then nobody notices the taste of it. All right. Absolutely fine thing to do. Traditionally, the fine powder from the root, cherna in Sanskrit, is mixed with hot milk, hot water, ghee, clarified butter, or even honey. So the powdered herb is put into the milk, the water, the clarified butter, the honey, and then it is cooked for a while, decocted, reduced by half to make a strong amount, and about a gram daily is taken. As you can imagine, to get ashwagandha out onto the market is somewhat challenging. There's capsules of dry powdered ashwagandha out there that are not going to give you exactly what you're looking for, and there's tinctures, too, that are not necessarily as good as they could be. In fact, there's apparently quite a bit of ineffective ashwagandha out there. So what I suggest is make your own tincture. Buy some ashwagandha, get an ounce, put it in a jar so that it fills the jar between 5% and 30% full. That's between a quarter and a half full. And then put 100 proof vodka all the way to the top. Shake it up. First day, shake it up like every hour, and then shake it up once a day for a while. And then in 6 months, have your own ashwagandha tincture, and it will be very good quality. 1 to 2 dropperfuls, up to 3 times a day is the usual dose of that. There's alkaloids galore, steroidal lactones, saponins, and withanolides, a group of 40 triterpene lactones that are very similar to ginsenosides, the active ingredients in ginseng found in both the roots and the leaves. And both the ginsenosides and the withanolides are like steroids in their biological activity, especially when it comes to easing our pain. The ancient rishis and Ayurvedic doctors have, as I mentioned, used it for thousands of years, considering it a warm, oily, masculine herb with a strong grounding effect on the body and mind. It is more sedating than stimulating, but it does, nonetheless, boost physical endurance, fortifies the mind, and really is very effective for people who are experiencing mental fatigue. Today, in Indian Ayurvedic medicine, ashwagandha is used to relieve stress, reduce anxiety, restore calm, increase focus and mental clarity, promote a positive mood, support relaxation, restore deep sleep, reduce joint pain, counter fatigue, and prevent or treat type 2 diabetes. Scientific studies have found that it does indeed normalize cortisol levels, thus protecting us against stress and easing our stress responses. It's very good at reducing inflammation, and it even reduces cancer risk. It does indeed improve memory, it strengthens the immune function, and it does have anti-aging properties. Perhaps it is a real rejuvenative. It's considered a geriatric tonic everywhere it grows. Memorial Sloan Kettering says, ashwagandha is prescribed for stress, strain, fatigue, pain, skin disease, diabetes, GI problems, rheumatoid arthritis, and epilepsy. It's a general tonic that improves energy levels, health, and longevity, as well as being an analgesic. From the desk reference to Nature's Medicine, ashwagandha may be taken for coughs, colds, ulcers, emaciation, diabetes, epilepsy, insomnia, senile dementia, leprosy, Parkinson's disease, cognitive problems, nervous disorders, rheumatism, arthritis, intestinal problems, bronchitis, asthma, and for sexual enhancement. WebMD says ashwagandha calms the brain, reduces swelling, lowers blood pressure, and improves the immune system. In Ayurvedic medicine and Sanskrit, they don't actually call things adaptogens. They call them rasayanas, a preparation that promotes a youthful state of physical and mental health and expands happiness. Rasayanas replenish tissues when one is low in ojas, strength and vigor. Rasayanas calm the nerve and ease feelings of anxiety and being overwhelmed. And among the rasayanas, ashwagandha is the most prized and the most widely used. In fact, it belongs to a subgroup of rasayanas, which are the mithya rasayanas, which are those which are considered to be the very best, and especially the best for enhancing the mental capacity. In a double-blind, randomized study in sleep medicine, 72% of participants noticed a difference in their sleep quality and a significant increase in their quality of life. Wow. Studies show improvements in both non-restorative sleep in healthy adults and restorative sleep in patients with insomnia. Ashwagandha has been shown over and over again to reduce cortisol levels, and thus it may reduce stress-related weight gain. It certainly relieves mild to moderate symptoms of menopause for most women and lessens anxiety, especially for those who have exaggerated worry. L-theanine found in green tea works synergistically with ashwagandha to reduce anxiety. Ashwagandha strengthens the muscles, the marrow, and the semen. It is reproductive support ideal. The Journal of International Society of Sports Medicine reports that ashwagandha supports muscle strength and reduces strain on muscles. Another study was talking about how muscles actually have to digest in order to build themselves, and that ashwagandha is fuel for the muscles to digest better. Thus, the strength and stamina, virility, fertility, and libido of the stallion. Ashwagandha helps us to produce DHEA, an important hormone which ensures healthy skin. It also promotes the production of hyaluronic acid for skin hydration, elastin to keep the skin supple, and collagen for skin strength. Those who have dry or aging skin, those whose skin is exposed to the dryness of winter, those who are worried about skin cancer, are those who might want to think about ashwagandha. Lotions containing ashwagandha root or leaves are used against carbuncles, ulcers, bed sores, and inflamed skin. If you rub the leaves on your skin, it'll repel insects. If you dry the leaves and grind them into a paste, that's used to treat burns and wounds and as a sunscreen. The leaves are used as a hypnotic when someone is addicted, and they relax lung spasms, helping those with emphysema and asthma. The anti-arthritic effects of ashwagandha are quite powerful. Its activity is comparable to the same relief that people got from using cortisone. Ashwagandha, unlike cortisone, protects against cartilage damage and actually shows some regrowth. It has analgesic, anti-inflammatory, and protective effects in the joints, and it represses pro-inflammatory gene expression. Ashwagandha enhances the brain and the nervous system functioning and improves memory in both the acute and the chronic situation. It's loaded with antioxidants that get right into the brain, and it has a central nervous system, slight calming and tranquilizing effect. It influences GABA receptors. Remember, the more GABA, the less pain, and the less fear, the less anxiety. Improves cognition in people with bipolar disorder and in people with schizophrenia. Dozens of studies have shown that ashwagandha can slow, stop, and even reverse nerve atrophy and synapse loss, the primary culprits of cognitive decline during aging. Ashwagandha has immunomodulating effects. It's great for those who have hyperimmune conditions and those that have hypoimmune conditions. Once again, this is the definition of an adaptogen. It doesn't push the body in any one way. What ashwagandha does is to support T lymphocyte production, and it may in fact inhibit the autoimmune response altogether. I'll be right back to tell you more about ashwagandha.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? It's Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to four friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Spirit of the Pan says, come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman. The Spirit of the Pan says, come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.
Ashwagandha is exceptional for when your adrenal burnout isn't something that is happening, but it has happened, maybe even a while ago. You're exhausted, but you can't sleep, and when you do, you don't sleep very well. You can't think straight. Your concentration is shot. You find yourself more and more irritable. Your libido has crashed. But you're still doing, because that's what you do. You will run yourself ragged before you let burnout stop you. That's the person who needs ashwagandha, says Jim MacDonald. It impedes the growth of new cancer cells. It inhibits tumor growth. It's chemopreventative when used during chemo, both strengthening the effects of the chemotherapy, which allows less treatment, and protecting the non-cancer cells, which means fewer side effects. It's also radiosensitizing and enhances chromosomal stability. So it improves the outcome from radiation therapies while protecting the person who's undergoing it. In a small trial of breast cancer patients, ashwagandha alleviated chemotherapy-induced fatigue and improved quality of life for virtually every one of the women. Root extracts kill lung cancer, colon cancer, central nervous system cancers, and breast cancers in petri dishes. We don't know about what happens in people, but it looks pretty good in estrogen receptor positive and negative breast cancer cells. Wisaferin induce cell death and decrease the tumor size. All right, that's still just in petri dishes, but that's pretty good. Those death of cancer cells is caused by those compounds in ashwagandha. All right, other studies show that it is cytotoxic cell killing where it is needed, but it is not effective against drug-resistant cancer cells. In Ayurvedic medicine, ashwagandha pacifies the vata and kapha doshas. It may be misrepresented as a male tonic herb. It's perfectly fine for women. And does it increase testosterone levels? No. It's an adaptogen, which means that the hormonal precursors that are in there can either be converted into actual biological hormones, or they can actually go to the receptor site without being converted and block the use of that hormone. So adaptogens work both ways. It does have a high iron content. Underweight children given a mere 2 grams of ashwagandha daily for 2 months had increases in red blood cell count and weight. Men over 50 who took ashwagandha daily for a year also had a better red blood cell count. They had more color in their hair, and yeah, their sexual performance was really good. People who are dealing with type 2 diabetes, taking ashwagandha, improves insulin sensitivity so that you don't have to make as much insulin. It's possible that ashwagandha can augment thyroid function by increasing the conversion of T4 to the more active T3, but if you're already borderline hyperactive, that might kind of tip you over the edge. So there's some perhaps reasonable caution about using ashwagandha daily if you have a thyroid. The Maasai use ashwagandha. They use the leaf juice against conjunctivitis, and they put the fresh bruised berries when they got ringworm to get rid of it. In the So-So, they use the bark against asthma, and in India, the tender shoots of ashwagandha are eaten as a vegetable. No significant interactions have been reported between ashwagandha and enzymes in the human liver, so it's probably safe to take with most drugs. Since it's related to tobacco, it should come as no surprise that it's simultaneously sedative and a tonic, just like tobacco. And in fact, ashwagandha does contain a little bit of nicotine, which stimulates epinephrine release in the body while it simultaneously acts to relax neuromuscular junctions. Woo-hoo! Little stimulus there, a little sedation there. There is nothing more empowering than growing your own herbs. You get to meet the physical plants, watch them as they grow and deepen your relationship. Establishing a connection with the plants aligns your consciousness with their prana or life force. As spring starts to show its buds and the sun returns, step outside and connect with plants by gardening, practicing responsible foraging, and just walking in nature. Uplift your spirit, renew your life force, and revel in the abundant health that nature offers you. Thank you, Dr. Morsis. What a beautiful, beautiful thing. The National Institutes of Health has a long monograph on ashwagandha entitled, Is It Helpful for Stress, Anxiety, or Sleep? And one of the great things about ashwagandha is it's an herb that has been studied. A 2021 systematic review identified 7 studies that were good enough investigating ashwagandha to treat stress and anxiety. Almost 500 adults, all from India, either took ashwagandha or a placebo for 8 weeks. Some of them used extracts made just from the root, some from the root and the leaf, and one study used a dried root powder, which was prepared in the traditional way, putting it in with something and being decocted. The dose varied from 250 to 1,250 milligrams a day of extract. And overall, the studies found that ashwagandha significantly reduced stress and anxiety, reduced sleeplessness and fatigue, and reduced serum cortisol levels compared with the placebo. Benefits appeared to be greater with doses of 500 or more milligrams a day compared to lower doses. 3 additional small studies showed that ashwagandha has a beneficial impact on perceived stress compared with placebo. Participants taking a large dose or a small dose reported positive effects on their stress, anxiety, depression, and food cravings, and they had lower cortisol levels than those in the placebo group. This goes on and on. I encourage you to go to the National Institutes of Health and read everything they have to say about ashwagandha. You don't have to go and find the studies. They found them all for you. And that gives us a moment to read from 300 Herbs. Ashwagandha against nervous stability, memory loss, insomnia, drug burnout, concentration difficulties, especially from overwork, low libido, depression, pulmonary cancer, respiratory difficulties, anemia, leukopenia, thrombocytopenia, especially from chemotherapy, impotence, male infertility, male weakness, muscular weakness, fibromyalgia, ALS, rheumatism, paralysis, nerve damage, multiple sclerosis, structural pain, especially in the knees and the backs, debility, adrenal fatigue, chronic fatigue, aging, traditional dose of tincture, 1 to 2 drops 3 times a day in capsules as desired. I'll be right back.
Spirit
take a correspondence course with Susan Weed, you'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? It's Susan Weed's website, SusanWeed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Spirit of the Pan says, come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.
Does all of this about ashwagandha make you wonder what it would be like if you took it? This year is an exciting adventure for me. Never having been plagued with any problems sleeping, the herbs for sleep are kind of unfamiliar to me. I like to be able to tell you, oh, this was my experience, but I can't, because I've never even taken ashwagandha. I'm taking it on trust that it even smells like horse. I've never even been around ashwagandha. Oh, my gosh. So I actually found a thread online of people talking about their experiences taking ashwagandha. Let's listen to what they have to tell us. Savitri says, ashwagandha is my genius supplement. That greatest plant deals with my problem wonderfully. In a stressed period, something very weird happened to my physical body and mind. My racing heart, sweating in my palms, shaking of my legs, very cool feeling on my body, and my mind scared. I thought it was the end of my life. My panic takes me to the emergency centers. Doctors say nothing wrong with my body. They diagnose me with anxiety disorder and refer me to the psychiatrist, who says I have generalized anxiety and prescribes medication, which I use until I meet my genius ashwagandha. Western medicine is brilliant, but it does not work perfectly. Honestly, the side effects of my weight gain made me want to completely stop the medicine after several months. The doctor said to reduce the amount, but I stopped. I started researching other ways to stop anxiety attacks, and I found the ashwagandha. But I didn't know how much to use. Then a friend of mine who lives in New Zealand visited. She also has anxiety attacks, and she said she went to the Ayurvedic doctor who recommended ashwagandha, and within 2 weeks of taking it, no more anxiety attacks. So then I started taking ashwagandha and no other medicine. Now I've taken it for 2 years. No anxiety problems for me. I feel happy. I feel good. It's easy to concentrate. I think clearly. I feel strong. Thank you, ashwagandha, my genius. Let me share with you my personal story about how ashwagandha changed my life for the better. My name is Ramshu Wilson, and for years I have struggled with anxiety and stress. I've tried all kinds of different therapies and medications. It was just a constant battle with no end in sight. And then one day I heard about ashwagandha. I took the leap and I purchased a high-quality supplement. Within a week of taking it daily, I started noticing change. I felt calmer and more focused. I was better able to handle stressful situations. and my sleep quality improved. My overall well-being was up. As time went on, the effects of ashwagandha became more pronounced. In fact, it began to transform me. I felt more confident, less anxious, more in control of my emotions. I started taking better care of myself, eating healthier, exercising regularly. By the end of just 1 month, I was amazed by the positive changes that ashwagandha brought to my life. Ashwagandha has helped me manage my anxiety and stress. I am happier and more fulfilled than before I met it. Claire says, ashwagandha is having a big moment. Testimonies of its wonders for reducing stress and anxiety are flooding TikTok. Beefed up athletes are hailing its performance boosting capacities, while lovers are popping ashwagandha gummies for aphrodisiac effect on Saturday night. My life is pretty stress-free still. My active lifestyle does wear me out. I teeter on the edge of exhaustion most nights, and falling asleep, that's no problem at all. But staying asleep in a noisy Brooklyn apartment, that can be. Adding a plant to my diet that can help me chill out and sleep more soundly, I'm all in. So I took ashwagandha pills daily for 3 weeks. Research is increasingly validating it as an anti-cancer, anti-stress, and anti-inflammatory herb. Within a week of starting, I found myself knocked out from the moment I closed my eyes to the first blare of my alarm clock. And getting out of bed for my morning gym session, whoa, much easier. A review of randomized controlled trials reveals that the sleep benefits of ashwagandha are felt by most people, especially people with insomnia, who take it for a while. It was also found to improve mental alertness on rising. My improved sleep came alongside of colorful dreams. One involved cyanide-laced soup, and it was so convincing I had to squirt my tongue after I woke up to get the taste of soup out of my mouth. It's rare to experience such vivid dreams and not a permanent or worrisome side effect. My nightmares subsided after a few days, and my dreams are now as forgettable as ever. Perhaps ashwagandha just gave me a different mechanism to release stress and process things in my dreams that I wasn't processing while awake. Some studies find it takes weeks of using ashwagandha at high dosages to reduce stress and anxiety, but if somebody's exhausted like I was, they can feel the effect almost immediately. Some social media users say they get emotional numbness when they take ashwagandha, and some even take it for that reason. But that's a sign that you're not taking a good quality supplement. Really good quality ashwagandha does not numb you, say the Ayurvedic doctors. Well, how do you know if ashwagandha is right for you? You got to try it. In rare cases, it can cause insomnia in people who have slept soundly all their lives, or induce anxiety in those who are calm. And a large dose, a really large dose, can cause a stomach upset. Otherwise, there's no downside. Sometimes I put the powder in my smoothie or brew it up as a tea, but pills and gummies are the better way to go. So far, my ashwagandha journey has been quite lovely. I am sleeping better and feeling lots more chill. Still, I think I'll take periodic breaks, check in with my body, and ensure that ashwagandha is really giving me the health I'm depending on it for. Brian lives in Chicago. I was diagnosed with PTSD and depression. I've been on a mix of Zoloft and Clonopin. After determining with healthcare professionals that ashwagandha would be safe, I started taking 3 500-milligram pills once a day before bed. I felt a remarkable difference within 4 to 5 days and continue to feel great. I don't have the feelings of anxiety or panic attacks. I have more focus, more mental clarity, and lots more energy. I'm actually comfortable doing things I used to avoid, and I don't wake up feeling anxious. Wow, I know that taking ashwagandha and my improved resilience and mood are connected. I hope I don't develop a tolerance and that the effectiveness reduces over time. 8 months later, I'm continuing to feel good most of the time. The improvement is still there, and I'm feeling better and more resilient. After 5 years, I'm still taking ashwagandha, but I take it now in the morning before having any food. And I'm still taking all those pharma drugs. I've had a lot of stresses due to work and family issues, kind of overwhelming. And I do think that ashwagandha is absolutely beneficial and would be beneficial to anyone with PTSD. Thanks, Brian. Spirit on the planet says,
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, SusanWeed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
This is from the Oxford Academic Journal, How Sleep Affects Immunity. It has become increasingly clear that sleep and the immune system are closely connected and, in fact, have a bi-directional relationship. Consistent sleep strengthens the immune system, allowing for effective immune functioning. Lack of sleep throws off the immune system in both the short and the long term. Sleep deprivation has wide-ranging effects, and mounting evidence indicates that it disrupts the immune system. A lack of nightly sleep has been connected to short-term illness and the risk of chronic problems like diabetes. Immunity is both innate and adaptive. Innate immunity is a broad type of protection. We're born with it. Adaptive immunity develops over time. Sleep contributes to both innate and adaptive immunity. It plays a crucial role in the robustness of our immune system. High-quality sleep enables strong innate and adaptive immunity, efficient response to vaccines, and less severe allergic reactions. Sleeping problems, including insomnia, sleep apnea, and circadian rhythm disruption, interfere dramatically with the healthy functioning of the immune system. During normal sleep, there is an increased production of inflammatory cytokines. These cytokines actually help repair wounds, they fight off infections, and they strengthen our adaptive immunity. This inflammation occurs during sleep, even when a person isn't hurt or sick. Melatonin, that sleep-promoting hormone, counteracts the stress that comes from this inflammation. It's one of the reasons that melatonin is produced during sleep. While this immune system activity is beneficial during sleep, it has to be self-regulating. In other words, when the body's circadian rhythm says, it's about time to wake up, it should ramp down the inflammation. And if it doesn't, then bad things happen. Just like sleep helps the brain consolidate learning and memory, research has found that sleep strengthens immune memory. The interaction of immune system components during sleep reinforces the immune system's ability to remember, to recognize, and to react to dangerous things in the adaptive immune system how to recognize and attack a specific antigen. They took people and they didn't let them sleep the night after receiving a vaccine. They made them stay up, and their immune response was weaker, and they got very little protection from the vaccine. If you've ever wondered, gee, I got that vaccine and this person got that vaccine, probably thinking about a COVID vaccine, and this was my reaction, that was theirs, and this happened, I did or didn't get COVID, they did or didn't, what's the deal? Now you're beginning to understand some of the deal is sleep. During sleep, breathing and muscle activity slows down, freeing up energy for the immune system. Lack of sleep has also been tied to allergic reactions. One study found that sleep deprivation made people with a peanut allergy more susceptible to having an attack. In fact, it lowered the threshold of exposure required to trigger an allergy attack by 45%. That's stunning. Risk of infections is higher in people who don't get enough sleep. Insufficient sleep makes it much more likely to catch a cold or the flu. People in intensive care units don't heal as well if they don't sleep well. That low-level inflammation that's supposed to be turned off, if it keeps on going, it contributes to diabetes, cardiovascular disease, chronic pain, and neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's and dementia. Persistent inflammation is strongly associated with depression as well. I also find this very interesting in light of the things we learned about ashwagandha, and it helps me to understand how a plant whose basic kind of gift to us is to calm us down, to make us less anxious, to quell our pain, and to put us to sleep. How does it do all of those other things? How does it protect us against cancer? How does it rejuvenative? Aha! Because sleep is those things. Some people manage to get through the day on limited sleep, but the immune system doesn't get used to it. If you keep having insufficient sleep, then your low-grade inflammation becomes chronic. The immune system also affects sleep. Sleep affects the immune system, and the immune system affects sleep. Infections trigger responses from the immune system, including sleepiness. And the nature of sleep changes during an infection, altering how much time we can sleep. I'm always surprised at how much time I can sleep when I'm sick. Some experts believe that sleep changes induced by infection are designed to facilitate fever. Deep sleep is increased when we're fighting an infection because it's the period of sleep when our metabolism is the lowest, freeing up energy to mount a response against the infection. Wow! The fragmentation of our sleep that happens during a fever leads to fever dreams or nightmares during the fever. Remember that woman who said whoa when she took ashwagandha? What she got were nightmares. Whoa. The National Library of Medicine has a pretty dense and complete article entitled The Role of Sleep Deprivation in Immune-Related Disease Risk and Outcome. So in case you too were wondering, how could it be that ashwagandha could do all that? By improving our sleep, it really does give us tremendous help. And that wraps up another show here at HealthyLife.net. Thank you for opening your minds, your ears, and your hearts to me and to the Wise Woman way of healing through nourishment and loving kindness. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the Wise Woman tradition, wishing you great blessings until we meet again next month at HealthyLife.net.
Spirit of the plant has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.
take a correspondence course with Susan Weed, you'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, SusanWeed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Spirit of the Panthers, come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing girl.